Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I invited Brendan Thomas, our producer, to share a few news items on his radar. Brendan, what have you got for us today?
Well, today is a very, very historic day in our history. It is June 6th, which means it is the 77th year of when D-Day.
The 1944 landing on Normandy.
That is correct, yes. It is one of the most landmark times in World War II history, for sure. And we had a loss on the Allied sides. It was confirmed cases of over 4,000 people passing away, but it's been documented that it could have been over 10,000 as well. So,
boy, the bravery and heroism of those soldiers. And a lot of you already know this, but in the film Saving Private Ryan, I think the first 30 to 40 minutes is nothing but that landing on Normandy. And they did such an authentic job of just showing the horror of it all. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder, Brendan, if they knew they were fighting for the likes of Nancy Pelosi Joe Biden, would some of them just thought maybe it wasn't worth it?
They must
be in their graves turning, going, is this what we fought for? Is this what we landed in Normandy for?
All I can say is that for now, that I am very, very gracious for their sacrifice.
Well, we wouldn't be here having this conversation if it had not been for them. Hitler would have taken over the world if the United States had not entered that war.
I couldn't agree more. So for those soldiers or families of those soldiers, our hearts and prayers
absolutely
go out to you today.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Absolutely. So, second topic at hand. It's one of your favorite guys we like to talk about. Mike Pence is back in the news again.
Well, I have liked him up to now. Now, I did grab a few minutes, and I listened to some of his words in a speech where he tried to distance himself from what happened on, I guess it was January the 6th. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I don't think he would have stood a lawyer's chance in hell of getting nominated. Even if Trump had served another 4 years and he had remained the faithful vice president, he's just so opposite of Trump in mannerisms. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with his mannerisms, but I doubt it. Maybe with Trump's endorsement, possibly, but he really severed his ties with Trump people.
I couldn't agree more, because even at the beginning when Trump announced him as his running mate for the election, I thought, those two don't have the same political views entirely, I would say. So
no, and for the most part, he was loyal, but all this talk about, well, I had to obey the Constitution, I'm going, dude, who was obeying the Constitution when some of our states just disobeyed constitutional law
and
allowed the
again.
Governors to set policy or allowed judges to set policy? And actually, I know it was just his job to count it, but we had people from the states, from some of those troubled swing states, petitioning him and asking if they can go and recount it again. There would have been nothing wrong with him doing that. I know attorneys argue about it. I just don't see how any of that would have been unconstitutional.
Absolutely. So the quote he said specifically was that he might never see eye to eye that day on January 6th with Donald Trump. And then the other topic on hand was that Donald Trump was rumored to be a running mate with Mike Pence for the 2024.
That rumor could only have been started as a practical joke. Who could have taken that seriously?
I know. And of course, Trump completely denounced that, saying
there's no way. A big surprise.
I know, right?
Look, so. I do hope they reconcile. I don't want to see Trump become enemies with everybody that was in his cabinet. But boy, he really was betrayed by a lot of people close to him. And I wouldn't call Pence's act a betrayal. He probably was convinced or had others convince him that he was doing the right thing. But it wasn't the right thing. It was the wrong thing.
So the only note I'll end on here is we had this discussion last year with Mike Friedenberg about how it's too early to really talk about 2024 election right now. We can talk about it a little bit in 2022 and then a little bit more for sure in 2023. And of course, the whole media, including us, will obviously talk about a 2024 election and, you know, probably more fraud elections coming about too about that. So the only thing I'll end it on is, again, I think it's too early to tell, but if Mike Pence is looking to run as a Republican candidate, it is way too soon for him. He's not going to get the support to get past any.
I don't think he could get elected dog catcher after what happened on the 6th. Yeah. Now, I am a little bit heartened that a lot of these states that the Trump people were trying to get to look into the election are now looking into it, and it won't overturn the results of the last election. But at this point, I would settle for them simply making it very clear what happened, and this cannot happen again. I think it's clear already, but I know a lot of people out there are not convinced. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, I don't see a stick of evidence, not a stick. I say, oh, really? 1,000 signed affidavits on the penalty of perjury of people who witnessed fraud?
You know, that's not evidence? Suspicious. It's not.
And the states that violated the Constitution and changed their own laws, that isn't even getting into all the suspicious ballots that came in after midnight when they stopped counting. Just look at the states that disobeyed their own laws. It is an open and shut case, and when the Supreme Court tried to tell states like Texas that they had no standing, I'm going, excuse me, this is a national election. How could any one of the 50 states not have standing?
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. All right, last thing I wanted to get to, we're getting near the end of the show. We got a game show coming up. If you want to have some vaccination incentives, if you get vaccinated, you can get such great prizes as 10% off your groceries from Safeway, Vons, and Albertsons. You can also go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut. If you go to a baseball game, how about some free tickets? Or how about if you want to travel on a plane, you have to get vaccinated because you might have to go get a vaccination passport, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Just delightful.
Or how about a sweepstake to go to the Super Bowl? How about free cruises? How about free groceries for a year? How about $1 million? How about it? It's so stupid that I have to be incentivized in order to get vaccinated now. Am I a child now? They're treating me like a child now, I feel like.
And ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of people who've had the vaccine and they've been fine. There have been no repercussions. I know others have a lot of concerns about it. But what we must all agree on is that it should be a matter of choice. My favorite was Governor Newsom offering a $50 gift card if you get the vaccine. That's so generous of him with our money. It's our tax dollars.
It's our tax dollars paying for that $50
gift card. I'll make you a counter deal, Governor. I'll give you a $50 gift card if you step down. I'll give you a $5,000 gift card if you step down.
I will give you a hair product gift set for your stupid hair. All right. If you like.
Well, yeah. Brendan, you're great. As good in front of the microphone as behind it. Great producer. We'll have you on again. We will see you next week, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.